Dave Moore
on Today FM.
I'm very excited when my next guest walks in. Always a flash of colour or a pair of wonderful spectacles. It is, of course, Mr. Hugh Wallace. And if he isn't in our homes, he's in our homes on the telly. He's the judge of Home of the Year. He's the host of the Great House Revival. Hugh, great to see you. How are you?
I'm in great form.
Good. Pull a microphone there across to you.
I was so excited about the show last night.
Yeah, well, rightly so.
It was just amazing.
It is.
And great to have Siobhan as the new judge. And the three homes were spectacular.
Okay, let's talk about that. In the order that you brought it to us, let's talk about Siobhan.
Yeah.
So Siobhan Lamb from April and the Bear.
Great.
So she's got a couple of shops around the place.
No, she has one shop and she's online as well.
Brilliant.
But she's great opinion.
So what is Siobhan? Siobhan is
interior designer. But also, if you like, lifestyle.
Yes.
It's about lifestyle, you see, as well. That's so important.
And it is, I think what's great about the show, so many things are great about it, but what's great about the show is that yourself and Amanda and now Siobhan, you all have not only different opinions, which obviously three people would have, but different skill sets, different sensibilities.
Yeah.
And it's the combination of those assessments, I think, which is the magic of the show, because do I agree with you on this one? When I see a house and I'm like, he's going to love this and I'm going to hate this. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm thinking sitting at home.
Yeah, but isn't it great?
It is great.
And what's super about the show is I look at it as a half-hour family romp.
That's exactly
bad language.
No.
Nobody is shredded.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's about sort of feeling, how you feel in a home, what they've done, their creativity and their passion. I just love it.
Absolutely brilliant. So do I. I mean, in fact, there's a message in from Peter that says, Great House Revival and Home of the Year are pure comfort watching.
Oh.
Isn't that a good way of describing it?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, that is what it is. As you said, you can sit down. Like, I've four kids, different ages, 15 to 10. But the two 10-year-old girls love a house program.
Yeah.
Obviously, my wife is big into it, so they've grown up with it, but they really love it. And they will now bang the door down for Home of the Year, for Great House Revival, for any of the ones in the UK. They just, that's what, so same thing last night, they came in, they sat down and watched it with us, and they loved it. Now, let's talk about the houses, because I'll get to my favourite in a second, but you were very passionate about one in particular. You gave it a 10.
I did. It deserved a 10.
It was. So this was the house in Fetter. This is Claire and Sean's house.
Yeah. I just loved it because when you went through the door, they kept the outside exactly as it was.
Yes.
I loved the fact that they kept the glass, that horrible glass. You know, the orange glass with the wiggles in it.
Yes.
From
why did you like the fact that they kept that?
Because I just think, to do something like that is just terrific. I think it's you know, they could have changed it, put in stained glass, all the usual, but instead they kept that. They kept the idea of the shop front, so you still had the display
counters. So their house was a shop on the main street in Fetter and County Tipperary.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as you walk in, you're just greeted by the structure of the shop, but then it's theirs.
It is theirs. And then you had the horror of that leather couch from the 70s, which is just horrendous.
I'm aware some people may not have seen the show, but trust me, you want to see this. In fact, this was also my favourite, I have to say, Hugh. So we agreed on this one.
I thought, wasn't that wonderful to put that couch,
right,
which would have been
there,
stuck in the bin.
Yeah.
You'd have found it in the skip, and there it was, and it sat perfectly in that room. You know, just terrific. What they've done is upcycled, recycled, and everything else. And I just thought it was great.
The feeling, again, you talk about the feeling in the house. The feeling in that house was amazing.
And upstairs.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That library. And what I loved was the extra bedroom, which was like a couchette on a train. Like, it was just wonderful.
Aidan and Barry in Dublin love their pops of colour.
Oh, yes, indeed.
You like a pop of colour, a beautiful pink shirt on you today.
And they were a bit Memphis.
Yes.
A bit architectural Memphis going on.
Yes, yes.
And that was a fabulous home. Wonderful, wonderful home. Really well designed. Great layout. For me, bedroom sort of and bathroom.
Didn't quite come to what you wanted.
Didn't quite cut the mustard with me, but a great home nonetheless.
And Ross and Susan in Cork then had this unbelievable old home that they had refurbished so lovingly.
Meticulously.
Yeah, yeah.
And that took a lot of time for them to refurbish that home.
Mm.
And there was an attention to detail. And you see, for me, what I loved was they had the posh room with the silk curtains.
Of course, yeah.
Which I just adored. And then you had the mad room with the metal ceiling.
Yes, ceiling, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you could have gone outside and put the horse, tied up the horse, gone into the saloon.
Jet washed it all down, it would have been fine.
You know, it was just terrific.
There is a question in from Brendan that says, quick question for you, Hugh. Do you say things to annoy Amanda? Because I just love when that happens. It's gas.
Would I do something
I don't
like
think
that?
Hugh Wallace would do that.
Would do anything? No,
no, I don't think so.
Never, never.
A minute ago on the show, just before 11 o'clock, I was talking, I do a thing called Ask Dave, where listeners ask me any question they can think of. And I'll do my best to answer. And it was about 3D printing. And it was on the back of something that Michelle had seen on the news, where they 3D printed houses. So I was trying to explain all that, whatever. We got through all the details of it. But isn't it amazing that technology is now being used like this and
correct.
You can build a home three times quicker? What's it going to be like in 5 years? You know
correct,
what I mean?
Correct. And there's also the fact that you have the machine that squeezes out the concrete.
Yeah, that's the best bit.
Do you know? It squeezes out the concrete. There you go. The whole method of building houses is going to be transformed
changed,
in a really short period.
Three times quicker at the moment. More structurally sound than a cavity block wall and all those things. So
yeah, but just amazing stuff going on.
Yeah, there really is.
But unfortunately, we're putting people in the shed in the back garden.
There is that. Yes, there is that at the moment. Hugh, I have lots of questions for you, but I want to ask one thing in particular before we go to a song, which is you obviously have the red disc, the red button inside in everyone's house, and they put it down. And that explains them what their favourite bit of the house is. I'd like to get a bit personal for a second.
Yes.
In your own house, A, have you a favourite place? If you were to put the red disc down somewhere, where would you put it? And B, what is your favourite thing in your house?
Well, I put the red disc in the kitchen.
Okay.
Because I love cooking, love entertaining, love having people around.
Okay, so it's a great spot for it.
Yeah.
And then
you have a beautiful view of the courtyard.
Oh, I see. Okay, very nice indeed.
Very good. And we'll have our apples and plums and pears.
Delightful. Growing. Right. Okay. And then favorite item in the house. What would it be?
Favorite item in the house would probably be the bed.
Oh, really? Okay, good answer.
I think a bed is so important. The quality, the mattress, the pillows.
Is it visual for you or is it just pure comfort?
No, it's pure comfort.
Pure comfort, okay.
It's about pampering. It's about relaxation.
Okay, listen to Hugh Wallace say those words. I'm feeling relaxed already. You should do an audio book, Hugh. So, Hugh, lots of questions in, but we're going to get to the Great House Revival before we get to those, because that is another show which I think is a comfort blanket for a lot of people. You must love this one as well.
I adore it, because this is about the endeavours of people to rescue our architectural heritage, which is about to disappear back into the ground where it came from.
Yeah.
And it's so important.
I suppose the big sprawling, you know, housing estates are not going to, you know, maybe stand the test of time the way these individual ones
they
have
will.
Done. Well, sorry, they'll stand the test of time. They'll still be there.
They will.
But they won't be informing the architecture of the history of Ireland.
No, no.
But yeah, the Great House Revival is all about that, though. It is about protecting what's there.
Well, it's not about protecting. It's taking buildings that are falling down and transforming them back into houses and homes for families.
Yeah.
And I think the work that people do on their homes, the actual homeowners, particularly in this series, is amazing. And so many of them have had to go back to sort of the metal system, where the families and the community
come together
to deliver the house, because it's the only way you can do it.
Yeah.
Because of the costs.
The
so
costs
it's fascinating.
Huge.
Fascinating. Yeah.
Okay, lots of questions for you.
Great.
Maeve wants to know, would you ask you, Dave, if I wanted to change the internal layout of an open plan kitchen living area, would I need an architect or an interior designer?
Interior designer.
There you go, Maeve. Simple as that. I'm sure Hugh can recommend a couple for you if you like. Kira has a voice note in, Hugh. Ooh. You'll be able to hear this now.
I have a small three-bedroomed house and I'm tempted to knock down the wall between the two small bedrooms to make one long room that has lovely views of Cork Harbour. What do you think? Bye.
Okay, so
I'll bring down the sledgehammer. Let's do it together. Come on, get that view. It's so important.
So when you're dealing with something like that, so three bedrooms, obviously, if you're writing that down on a website to sell the house, you say a three-bedroom house, it's a very important thing because people search by number of bedrooms. But then you can't really write down, there's only two bedrooms, one of them is really long and has a gorgeous view of Cork Harbour. Whereas you can put that in the body, but when people are searching, is there a disadvantage to having fewer bedrooms?
No, I think we have to understand people want to live in fabulous homes. Mm. And more importantly, you have to understand the demographics of the country. So many families are 1.5 or, you know, 2.
Okay.
So the demographics are totally different.
Right. Interesting. Another question, which I think I know the answer to already from Peter, is ask you, how much colour in a house is too much colour?
Never. Not enough.
Really? Is there, I mean, because, for example, on Home of the Year, you will walk in, even last night, the house in Dublin the two boys had, there was a lot of colour. Mm. Beautifully done, I thought.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can walk in somewhere and feel a little bit of a visual assault sometimes.
Yeah, but that's okay. People are allowed to have visual assaults.
True.
That's the great thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's about your homeowner. What do they like? It's not what you like or I like. But more importantly, when you go into a home, you know if it's happy.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yeah. That is definitely what you're looking for. And a lovely comment in from Peggy Murray in Cork says, Hugh is such a lovely guy. He never disses anyone's ideas, but offers encouragement to maybe change something. Love both programs, says Peggy. So Tuesdays at 8:30 is the Great House Revival. Are you Sundays at 9:30
Sunday
as well?
Sunday, 9:30.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities to watch it. Do not miss it. The Great House Revival. And then you've got, of course, Home of the Year, Tuesdays at 8:30 on RTE. Hugh, as always, a pleasure.
Pleasure's mine.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Loved it.
Thank you. As always, Hugh Wallace, it's Dave Moore. It's Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.